Hello.
Oh, hi, Jose. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Well, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing really good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Oh, yeah. My card is lost, and then I tried to get another one.
Oh, okay. So I can update it for you. Do you have the new card on you now?
No, I'm waiting for it.
Oh, you're waiting for it. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll send you an email that talks about the payment failing, and it will have my extension on it, which is 777. So that way, if the card arrives, you can call me. And if not, I'll follow up with you next week, okay?
Okay. What happened with nothing? I'm still waiting.
Let me look. Hold on. I'm just notating that you're waiting on a new card. So one second here. Okay. So it says the Google optimization is complete, but then after that it said verification needed. Let me see what's needed of you. That was on August 8th, and I think Sherry had called you that day and left a message. I see that the Google listing is live, though, and the website's up, so that's good. One thing that will help you get better results a little bit quicker, Jose, is to work on getting a 5-star rating on that Google listing. So I'll send you an email, and it will help you get some 5 stars going on your Google listing, and that will help you with not only better, you know, results, but also a higher conversion.
How long is it going to take for, for phone call? Because I already have, 2 months of them, you know, phone calls.
Yeah, so hold on. I'm just asking that department what that note was about on August 8th, and they'll get back to me. So industry standard for first page placement takes 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in only 45 to 60 days. So it's definitely this month that you're going to see the program pop. That's when it starts coming to full fruition for you.
You think this month people are going to call me?
I know they will this month because the Google listing is already live. So all you have to do is work on getting a couple of reviews on it here and there. And I'm going to send you an email that will help you with that. And then I'm also going to have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account. And then that way, if there's any updates or weekly posts or anything like that that we can do for you that will improve your results, they'll be performing those for you behind the scenes because I'm going to request that of them.
Okay.
Yep. And the email that I'm sending you for the reviews is self-explanatory, so it's pretty easy to use. It's already hyperlinked to your Google page. So it will say, you know, thank you for using R&R Remodeling. If you're happy with my service, please click here to leave a review. And then because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take a couple of people here and there to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google. So, okay, so the technician got back to me, Jose. He said your Google business page is live. However, in order for us to do further optimization, re-verification is needed for video. So let me see if he can send you the instructions of how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens, Jose, is when we place a business on the first page of Google, Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your area and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So when Google asks you to do that video verification, it's actually a very good thing that they ask you for it because what that means is they're going to protect you and make sure that you get published and all those other guys that are from outskirting areas don't, okay? So all it is it'll say like 7 different suggestions. Like if you have a business license that shows that you're in San Francisco, if not a business registration, if not, do you have an invoice with your business address on it or a work vehicle with a California license plate? So there's about 7 different suggestions on that email that they're going to send you. You don't have to send in all 7 of them. Just send in whatever it is that you have. So even if you only have 2 pieces, do the video, show Google through that upload those 2 pieces or 3 pieces that you have. And then after that, they're going to allow it to get re-verified and published again, okay?
What do you mean 3 pieces?
If there are 7 suggestions on the email, like the work, the license, the insurance, the registration, the invoice with your address, a work vehicle with a California license plate, right? So you don't have to send all 7 items, just send over whatever you can. So if you only have 2 or 3 items of the list, that's okay too. Just get over whatever it is you can, and then that will help it to go smoothly, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and check your email because I sent you the reviews email, and then James sent you one that has the instructions on how to do that video verification.
Right now I can't text because I'm busy for now. But later, let me get that later on myself.
Yeah. No problem. Yeah. Check it later on. It's going to be in your email, so you can check it later, and then you can just follow the instructions on the email, and you can do whatever it is that Google is needing from you, okay?
Oh, how much are you owe? How much are you owe?
It's just for $249, Jose.
Oh, if you want, I can give you another card.
Okay, let me do it then. Yeah, okay, so is it the same billing address on 23 Virginia Avenue, apartment 4? Yes. Okay.
Let me give you the card so that way you have the payment. So hope this month I'm gonna get a couple of guys call me.
It absolutely will. Yeah, you just got to do that video verification and you're gonna see the results starting to explode because everything else has been done. Okay.
Okay.
Mhm. So go ahead with the card number.
Okay, 43.
Mhm.
42.
Got it.
56.
56.
24.
24?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
84.
84.
48. 48. Oh, hold on. Okay, I'll repeat one more time. 43.
Got it.
42.
Mm-hmm.
56. Mm-hmm. 24. 84.
Uh-huh.
48.
Okay.
27.
Uh-huh.
And 30. 32.
Okay. And expiration?
0228.
228. And the code?
354.
254?
No, 354.
354. Okay. So on the card, there's one digit I'm not sure the phone cracked up. It's in the second set. So I know it's 4342. That's good. But the second set, is it 5624 or 5674?
No, 5624.
That's what I have. Okay, good. I thought that's what you said. Okay, good.
No.
I know the phone cracked up and I wasn't sure. Okay, so let me get your authorization and then you will be good to go. And then it says invalid account number, so I'll read it back to you again and tell me where I have off, okay? I have 4342, 5624,
yeah.
8448,
uh-huh.
7730?
No, 2730.
Oh, 27. Okay, that's where I went wrong. I had 77. Let me fix it. No problem.
Yeah, 2730.
2730. Okay, got it. And then 2 of 28 is the expiration and 354 on the back, correct?
Yeah, yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. So let me get the... Okay, now it worked, Jose. I got the green light for you. So thank you so much for updating that and have a really great rest of your week too, okay?
Thank you. You go. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye.